It's an exciting day today because we debut a new feature on the afternoon show. I'm pleased to welcome in RNZ producer Robert Kelly, host of Rob's Book Quiz.
The Robert Kelly Literary Salon is in business. Hello, Jesse.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Let's let's hope it goes well and we don't have to cancel it.
Well, I mean, it would be continuing in my grand tradition of having jobs offered and declined and performance reviews all on this show on air. So I think it's best to continue in the way that you are used to, especially in times of great change.
I love a quiz, Rob, and I was on Twitter the other day and I saw that you had been hosting some sort of Zoom quiz for your friends and colleagues.
Yeah, the question was asked, does anyone want to put a quiz together for this? And it's a question I only need to be asked once. So I leapt at the opportunity. I've always enjoyed quizzes, and I also love the sound of my own voice. So
perfect.
Being a quizmaster has always appealed. The level of power is really good, but actually what I like about it is it scratches an itch in all sorts of ways for all sorts of people. You can explore whatever you like. It's a great way to approach an idea.
Have I ever told you that my first job was a quiz master at the Eastside Tavern Monday night pub quiz in Hamilton?
No, but that's brilliant. I want to know a lot more about that. So yeah. How many rounds were there?
There were two rounds, I believe, with a drink in between. And then there was a jackpot at the end where I would ask three questions. And if you get all three questions right, you won $250.
Oh, not a bad wicket.
Yeah. There was some pressure on the proprietor from the proprietor of the bar not to make the questions particularly gettable, but I won't get too much into that. to say that I really enjoyed. Yeah, go on.
My first job was at the Hotel Bristol on Cuba Street. And on on Tuesday nights, there was the quiz. Now, I didn't run the quiz. It was run by a kind of a rotation of quite tired-looking comedians. but I worked behind the bar, and I have never forgotten and will never forget the sheer intensity of the teams. The level of engagement from these people who have obviously had full days and taken all the things that they can't get angry about or they can't get frustrated about and channel that into a really fiery quiz effort. I respected that at the time.
I think my job was 50% coming up with good questions and 50% sharpening pencils and maintaining supplies of pencils. There was a lot of announcements over the PA. Remember to bring your pencils back. Please, come on, guys. I can't keep buying pencils each week.
No one is leaving until I've got all the pencils back in the box.
So what's the format of Rob's book quiz?
Well, we're going to play around with it a bit, but I've got an idea. And my idea is that I will ask three questions tangentially attached to the world of literature, books, and all sorts. And they'll probably have a theme, although I make you no promises. And we'll ask these questions before the 2 o'clock news. And then after the 2 o'clock news, I'll sneak back in and we can do some quick answers. So if you reckon you've got the trifecta, give us a text on 2101 with those answers. I have kind of a feeling about the Google ability of quizzes in the modern age. Yeah. So some of these questions are going to have very specific answers, and I will only accept the most specific responses.
Right. Because, I mean, we could have discussed this off air, but I just wanted to hear from people to let us know how many they got, because I don't know if I want to actually get people's answers texted. I mean, we'll work it out over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, actually, probably the number is probably more manageable. But shall we begin?
Yeah, let's do that.
I wish I'd come
up
with a sting.
So play along at home. I know. Play along at home and, don't text it in. Just write it down or something. And then after we tell you the answers, let us know how many you got right. Rob, over to you, Quizmaster.
Okay. So today's theme is going to become fairly obvious. In fact, I'm just going to tell you. I've been thinking a lot about adaptations recently. There's been a lot of books being adapted into all sorts of things. So all the questions today are around some kind of adaptation. So the first, and they're kind of slightly ascending difficulty. So our first question is, in which...
Does that mean they get more difficult or less difficult?
More difficult.
Okay, great.
In which town is Eleanor Catton's The Luminaries primarily set? I will not accept the region. In which town is Eleanor Catton's The Luminaries primarily set?
Okay. Because it's a real town, isn't it?
It is a real town. It's a real town in the historical setting and a real town now.
It's not like Narnia.
No. Rivendell. No, it's a real place. Quite a lot of the adaptation that I'm thinking of, the TV adaptation that's just come out, was actually filmed there.
Rob, despite being a learned and well-read literary type, hasn't read The Luminaries, so he's just watching the TV one so he can keep up with conversations at dinner parties.
No, I haven't even watched it. I am going to get there. I haven't got it in me right now. But I am really looking forward to this series, and it looks really cool, what I've seen of it, the way that they've adapted the period. As you know, Jesse, I'm very big on 19th century New Zealand, and it's really nice to see it done really cleverly and accurately, but also not letting accuracy get in the way of it being looking good. Anyway, the second question is about an older adaptation, but a very famous one. What is the name of the story that the hit movie Frozen is based on? What is the name of the story that Frozen is based on?
I hope I'm not giving anything away to say that my grandparents used to have this story on vinyl, and we'd sit around at Christmas time and all the cousins would listen to it.
Wow. Well, it's a very famous story, and I think for some people it will be very clear, but I didn't know that. I thought it was really interesting. And
Just to reiterate, don't text your answers then, everyone. Just enjoy your answers at home. Let us know how you did later. There's no prize.
Does that
sound harsh?
No, that's fair. I mean, this is the difference of someone who had to work behind the bar during the quiz and the person who had to mark it. It's important in life to work these things out as you go along.
Yeah, and exactly.
Our final question today for our adaptation quiz is not about the Nicolas Cage movie adaptation, although I did think about it. It's about how many cinematic adaptations has Stephen King's first novel had?
Ah.
How many cinematic adaptations has Stephen King's first novel had? And I am only accepting cinematic adaptations because there have been several Broadway musicals, an off-Broadway production, and a pretty interesting episode of a hit teen TV series based on it. But I'm not accepting any of those.
Okay. And you're not going to tell us what that first novel was?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So you just want a number for that one?
I do. I want one number for how many film cinematic adaptations has Stephen King's first novel had. It's a very famous novel, and some people will have it in their brain.
Does it involve a bucket of blood?
It might, Jesse. It certainly might.
Thanks, Rob. We'll catch up with you after the weather with the answers.
Cool.
I really enjoyed that. Thank you.
I'll go and polish some glasses and we'll circle back for after two.
Sounds good. That's Rob Kelly, Rob's book quiz. Hope you enjoyed that. Answers coming up after the news. Robert Kelly, Quizmaster, hello.
Hello, everyone's pencils back in the box?
Yeah, cool. We're ready.
Okay, so the first question was, in which town is Eleanor Catton's The Luminaries primarily set? It's Hokitika.
Mm. Oh, yep. I was going to go Westport or Hokitika, but I eventually plumped for Hokitika.
Hokitika was very important to Catton's setting of the book, and she was very adamant that it should also feature heavily in the adaptation to film. Quite a lot of that production was shot in Auckland on sets, but a lot of the location stuff was shot on the West Coast and in the town that the book was set. So that's pretty cool.
Someone's texted and complaining that the TV show is overlit.
Oh, yeah.
Very technical piece of feedback, that one.
Yeah, I don't know the show well enough to comment on that.
Okay. Question two.
Question two. What is the name of the story that Frozen is based on? It's The Snow Queen. By Hans Christian Andersen. It's a fairy tale in which the central relationship is romantic rather than sisterly. It's a really interesting adaptation and one that is faithful in some ways and not at all in other ways, as all good adaptations are.
I think Hans Christian Andersen I think he's referenced in Frozen 2 for people who are paying close attention, as I was when I watched it with my daughter. Good, that's question two, yes.
Question three. How many cinematic adaptations have there been of Stephen King's first novel? His first novel was, of course, Carrie.
Well, I don't know if it's, of course, Carrie.
Well, his first novel...
I mean, it's Carrie.
His first novel was Carrie.
Yeah.
People aren't going to like me for this. But there are two cinematic adaptations of Carrie. One from 1976, directed by Brian De Palma, which starred Sissy Spacek.
Sissy Spacek, yeah.
In a kind of genre-defining role. And the other one that I'm counting is a 2013 production of Carrie. However, what I am not counting is the 2002 made-for-television film, which was very popular, but not a cinematic release.
I'm
also not counting The Rage, Carrie 2, which was a sequel to Carrie done in 1999, which didn't really carry on the pedigree of its predecessor.
So you see, what would happen now, if this was a real pub quiz, was I'd say, well, thanks to everyone, it's been a great night, and then as I was packing up my stuff, about six people would come up to me and try and argue this point about Carrie, about which one should have been counted.
What do you mean by cinematic? What do you mean by cinematic, Jesse? Cinema's in the home.
You should have specified no sequels. A sequel is part of the original.
Okay. I'm sorry, but a sequel is not an adaptation. And
thank you.
Thank you.
No correspondence will be entered into, but send us a text and let us know how you did. Did you get all three right? Congratulations. You win nothing. But the quiz will be back next Wednesday. Rob Kelly. I won't call you that on air.
Please
Rob Kelly, thanks very much.
No worries. Pencil's back in the box. See you next week.